I don't think so, she said flatly.
Too expensive? She shook her head.
No.
Your people don't take kindly to strangers? Her skin took on a silver hue.
Ferrari was dosed with a virus. It's a dead world. Quarantined.
Jadak winced slightly. Eugene Vong?
Killed by one of our own,
Quire said.
Who aligned himself with the Emperor. Many of my people were placed in stasis and sold to slavers. Some of us were lucky enough to be rescued and find a new life on Belderon.
Jadak frowned. I know Belderon. I don't want to live there.
Neither did I,
Quire said. She fell silent for a moment, then asked,
Choosing a place to live, is that simple for you? You've no job, no unfinished business?
Jadak appraised her. What kind of question is that? Quire averted his gaze.
I apologize, Captain. I was simply curious.
Jadak reeled in anger. I don't have a job, but I've got skills.
I'm certain you do, Captain.
A smile formed on his lips. How about I show you around Aurora before you leave? Quire laughed.
I don't think I've ever been asked to tour a hospital.
Medical facility, Jadak said. The food is great.
Are you flirting with me, Captain?
Trying to. Her skin resumed its golden color.
I'm flattered, but I'm afraid I'll have to decline your offer.
You don't date older men? She laughed warmly.
Yes, it's because of your age. Suppose we leave it at that.
Jadak shrugged. Then how about one small favor?
What?
She said warily. Jadak motioned to the computer. You bend the regs just enough to tell me what my file has to say about the accident. Her smile collapsed.
I told you, I'm not at liberty to say.
It's my life we're talking about, Jadak said more firmly than he had intended. She started.
I'm sorry.
Why would the Republic Group take out an accident policy on me? And why would your company keep paying for my treatments here when I was a brainwave shy of dying?
A vegetative state is not the same as being brain dead.
Jadak's nostrils flared. It doesn't add up. Did the Republic Group take out a policy on Reese too? Was someone liable for the accident?
I have...
My co-pilot. Did Core Health cover the cost of his funeral? Quire was stone-faced.
And here I thought we were beginning to get along.
Jadak balled his fists. I'd like you a whole lot more in trade for some private time with your computer. Closing the computer, Quire slid it into her carry case and stood up.
Do I need to call security, Captain?
Jadak closed his eyes and blew out his breath. No.
Then I'll leave the indemnity voucher with Aurora's treasurer.